Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints of God. Welcome to Morning Dew Prayer. Our scripture text on this Thursday morning is taken from Joshua chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. The scriptures read as follows. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had appointed from the children of Israel, one man from every tribe, and Joshua said to them, "Cross over before the ark of the Lord your God in the midst of the Jordan. And each one of you take up a stone on his shoulder according to the number of tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you when your children ask in the time to come, saying, 'What do these stones mean?' Then you shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it crossed over the Jordan. The waters of the Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be a memorial to the children of Israel forever." The word of the Lord is blessed. Let us pray. Great God, our Heavenly Father, we come before you as one this morning in the name of Jesus. We praise you on this last Thursday morning of 2016, and we lift our voices to say thank you. We declare that salvation, glory, honor, and power belong to you. For Lord, you are mighty, you are omnipotent, and you are wonderful, and your mercy endures forever. We thank you for your faithfulness, and God, we thank you for life, health, and strength today. We praise you for keeping our minds and for guarding our thoughts all year long. We face moments that came to try our faith, but Lord, you covered our minds and you kept us in perfect peace. In this prophetic moment, we declare that the enemies that we faced in 2016, we shall see them again no more forever. So God, we praise you. As we enter your promises and blessings for 2017, we give you full legal authority to uproot our enemies and to eternally bind every demonic spirit that wants to enslave us again when we have been set free by the power and salvific blood of Jesus. God, we declare that we are free and we embrace the liberty that we have in Christ Jesus. And we repent and forever turn away from every wicked way, every proclivity that is a hindrance to us reaching the places of destiny that you have ordained for us from the foundation of the earth. God, we declare that your mercy endures forever. And we thank you for being the promise keeper. You never fall short of your word. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God and your word is true. We thank you for the wisdom that we receive from your wonderful counsel. And we thank you for giving us revelation and understanding through the Holy Spirit. We praise you for speaking from eternity and for authorizing the Holy Spirit to share with us what you have spoken from your mouth that cannot return to you void. God, you are our provider. You keep food on our tables and you give us clothing, resources, and shelter. God, you defended us this year. Whenever the enemy came in like a flood, you were faithful to lift up a standard against him. You gave us unlimited access to your secret place, and you allowed us to abide in the shadow of your wings. You protected our family members and loved ones from the enemy of our souls, and you preserved our lives and our purpose every time we called on your great name. Even when we were not faithful, you remained faithful because that's your character, and your mercy endures forever. Lord, we shout right now, because we fell short of your glory so many times and we held on to our selfish ways in spite of knowing your word, yet you forgave us because your spirit lives in us. Our assignment is too great and your mercy endures forever. God, you canceled the death assignment and you protected us from every danger, both seen and unseen. Lord, you held your love as a banner over us so we would know with confidence that you love us with an unconditional love. Holy Father, you block every sifting assignment of the demonic forces of hell. And when we were at our lowest points this year, Lord, your love lifted us and you gave us courage to fight the good fight of faith. When people talked about us and we knew it in the spirit, Lord, you covered us and you said, "Don't worry, because the King of Glory will have the final say-so." You affirmed yourself to be our vindicator and the lover of our souls. Lord, we are thankful that you are touched by what we feel. You see our tears and you hear our prayers. Lord, we look back today and remember that you healed our bodies from cancer and all types of diseases, and we are thankful. Even when we were unaware of problems in our bodies, Lord, you saw our needs and you allowed your healing stream to flow over us. So we declare as we stand on the threshold of a new year that your healing stream is flowing in us right now, and we receive healing in the name of Jesus. Holy Father, you kept our minds in perfect peace this year as we dealt with situations that seemed too hard to bear. You gave us the oil of joy for mourning, and God, we remember that it was nobody but you who gave us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. We remember, God, that when we face financial difficulties, you release blessings to help us so that we would have a way of escape and a present help in time of need. You supply our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, we have some stones of remembrance today, and we give you glory in this day that you have made, and we rejoice now for the present work that you are doing in our lives. And Lord, we pause to thank you for all the days of our lives. Lord, if it were possible to count our blessings, we would name them one by one. So we praise you for all the things that you've done for us. When we faced challenges in 2016, God, we thank you for speaking clearly to our hearts and reminding us that you would never leave or forsake us. God, we thank you for every time that you told us to be silent and to hold our peace because we were going to say or do something that would prevent you from being glorified in the situation. Thank you for holding our tongues from saying things, God, that were contrary to your word, but you empowered us to speak life and to speak your word over the situation. And God, you stood watch over your word, and you were faithful to perform it. So God, we give you glory for the power of your word that turns situations around in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we praise you for every time that we were confronted with sin, and the Holy Spirit empowered us to live holy for your glory. It was because of no goodness of our own, but it was because of the Holy Spirit in us that gave us victory over sin. And God, we praise you. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And we remember the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary. God, we thank you that the blood kept us this year, and the blood of Jesus still has power that will give us strength from day to day in 2017. God, we remember that you opened some doors for us this year when we could not see our way clear, and you honored our faith in you by doing exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think according to your power that works in us. We thank you, Lord, for closing doors and for moving us away from toxic relationships that were not divinely appointed. Wickedness, God, you rooted it out in the camp and in our hearts and in our minds. And God, for holiness and righteousness, we thank you. As we prepare, Lord, for the changes that we must make to see the next level of your glory, we praise you now for being an eternal God who is already in 2017 waiting for us to cross over with the praise. Oh, God, we praise you right now. You've already gone before us as a consuming fire to make the way straight so we can walk into blessings and everything that you have preordained for us to possess and to experience as we bless your holy name. We're grateful that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Lord, we praise your name today, and we hear your voice. We thank you for calling us to peace, purpose, power, and prosperity. We thank you for qualifying us for blessings and new opportunities because of your love and the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the release of supernatural favor right now, and we praise you under this present anointing. Father, thank you for shifting our minds and our circumstances as you transition us to be more for your glory and to do more for your kingdom in 2017. We thank you for every plan that you have for us. And we thank you for every way that you will use us for your glory. We're thankful that you invited us into covenant relationship with you so that we can hear from heaven and do your will in the earth. As we live in this critical moment of time, help us to be sensitive to what you are doing in eternity. Lord, help us to understand prophecy. And we thank you for every divine prophetic word that you have released over us. We believe, God, that many of the prophecies that you've already spoken for this year will manifest before the close of the year. So, God, we remain in hope, and we anticipate your glory. We anticipate to see, God, what you have spoken, and we yet praise you. And we ask that you prepare us to walk into every victory. Give us an anointing that we will be able to handle the elevations and the blessings with humility and praise in our hearts. Heavenly Father, we even ask for an anointing to withstand persecution that will come as we receive what you have divinely appointed to us and as we walk into places where you have commanded blessings to overtake us. God, we thank you right now for releasing rivers of living waters to flow within us and for giving us perpetual times of refreshing in your presence. Lord, we are going forward with holiness, boldness, and God, we thank you for the confidence that we have in you because you will show us the path of life. For your word declares that in your presence there's fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Lord, it's the breaking of day, and we can see the remainder of this year and 2017 by faith, and we see you loving us with an unconditional love and leading us to a good and expected end. Lord, we see you fighting our battles for us, and we see you delighting in our prosperity. Lord, we see you healing our bodies, our emotions, and our minds, and we see you pouring out grace and favor over us. God, we see you taking us from glory to glory and from faith to faith as you perform your word in our lives. And Lord, we see by faith that because of you, the days ahead shall be greater than the days gone by. Yes, it's the breaking of day, and things are looking much better now. Father, as we go into the world to represent you today, we declare that you are high and lifted up this morning. We worship you, King of Glory, just for who you are. We say yes, God, to worship, yes, to praise, yes, to holiness, and yes, to the divine assignments that you have released to us for your glory. God, we say yes to your awesome presence, and we thank you that you have faithfully manifested your presence in our lives and in our church in 2016. We stand as a people of hope who expect to see your goodness as we shift the atmosphere with our worship and welcome you to dwell in the midst of our praise. It's a new day, Lord, that you have crafted, and we are rejoicing right now, and we are glad. We simply ask that you release your anointing oil that will destroy every yoke. Let it flow, God. Let it flow even right now. God, release your anointing as we praise you just for who you are. Our praise is to your glory, and we worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, we love you this morning, and we ask that you mold us in your loving hands. As we praise you in this holy place, we ask, God, that you help us. Show us your ways. Release your saving power. Release your grace. Release your mercy. Release your peace. Release your joy this day. And help us all where we need you the most. Forgive us for our sins against you, and let heaven's favor rest on us. God, we thank you for your angels that are moving even now in response to our faith-filled words. Yes, God, they're on assignment right now for the words that are coming from our mouths, and we give you praise. God, in this atmosphere of faith, we thank you for our daily bread and for every new mercy that you have released to us exclusively for this day. We don't have to worry about tomorrow because new mercies will be on the way tomorrow, but for today, we thank you for the new mercies, and we give you glory. God, your grace is sufficient, and we bless your holy name. Thank you for hearing our prayers. And Father, we bless your name for assigning goodness and mercy to follow us all the days of our lives. Lord, we thank you for keeping us and blessing us richly this year. We decree and declare that we are blessed and highly favored, healed, fit and adaptable for your use, God, called with a holy calling. We decree and declare that we are in health, prosperous, even as our souls prosper. We decree and declare that we are in right standing with you. Our households are saved and giving you glory, God, to the utmost in Jesus' name. We decree and declare that we will never be the same and that our minds are transformed for your glory and for the kingdom assignments that you've spoken and preordained for us. And we say yes to your yes to your will, yes to your ways, yes to your thoughts, yes to your authority and lordship in our lives, and yes to your unmerited favor that's ours in Jesus' name. And God, we love you, and we look forward to you leading us as we go forward in strength, wisdom, and power in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you for the power and anointing that you placed in this prayer. And God, we believe you for the increase, for that which is exceeding and abundantly above all that we can ask or think. God, we praise you in Jesus' name, and we seal this prayer in faith. Amen. Saints, thank you for joining us on Healing H2O's Morning Dew Prayer Line. Today and all this year, we serve a faithful God, and he's yet able. And as a final word, I just encourage you to be encouraged and to expect heaven's favor. Saints of God, go in peace today. Have a wonderful day. Walk by faith and not by sight. The best is yet to come. God has already blessed you. He's already spoken favorably over you. and every word that he has spoken shall come true in Jesus' name. The Lord loves you with everlasting love. I love you. Go in peace. And again, have a wonderful day. Walk by faith. Believe God. Believe in his promises. Embrace his word. In Jesus' name, amen.